connected with the crowd without fully understanding how mesmerized we all were watching him play. No matter how big he's become as a DJ, he has remained true to his original pioneering underground spirit. Carl is not like most underground DJs. He can play anything to anyone, anywhere, and make something special happen. He is the most energetic person I know, and he puts a lot of this energy into his music. When you know Carl's personality, it all makes sense. Like with everything he does, when he plays, he gets straight to the point. His positive and open-minded attitude comes through in the music, and it's like he's glowing with his own visible aura. In fact, glowing is a good way to think of Carl, because it's like he's surrounded by an energy force that fills every room he's in and helps light the way forward. Even when he's concentrating, it seems like he's always smiling. His big smile is famous, and it makes you smile too. Anyone who can make you smile and make you dance has got to be doing something right. Everybody loves Carl, and Carl loves everybody. He doesn't have a dark side. He's always upbeat, even in his hardest times, and that's what makes him so special. His positivity is out of this world. Carl has proved to everybody that it is possible to really be something if you believe in yourself. When you look at where he came from and how high he climbed so quickly, it became an inspiration to many of us and an example to hundreds of thousands of people. Like when Daft Punk influenced a whole generation of French music makers after they seemed to go straight to the top from day one to the next. But Carl did this first. He has shown people that they too can achieve, partly because he makes everything look so simple. He made the scene accessible, always shaking hands with everyone and saying hi or giving out hugs and spreading his happy vibes. We were both playing at a big rave in Scotland where there were about 15,000 people and a massive queue to get in. I was with Carl, and as we walked down the side of the line, everyone seemed to be calling out his name and trying to shake his hand. He acknowledged them all individually, and I remember thinking, wow, I'd never imagined us DJs could be famous. The first time he played for me in Paris, the crowd at the Rex went absolutely mental. He gave them that Carl Cox magic, and the whole club rocked. We have gone on to play together all over the world, often on the same lineups as Richie Horton and Jeff Mills, and have made many memories together. The Rex was the place I had my best memory with Carl, and the only time I saw him nervous to play. I'd invited him over for the Rex's 15th anniversary weekend, and as part of that, we decided to do a rave for kids on the Sunday afternoon. The kids were very little, probably aged from 4 to 8, and Carl was worried about what to play. It was the only time I ever gave him advice, which was, just be yourself. And he was. The more he banged it, the crazier the kids went. And when he played The Bells by Jeff Mills and Dave Clark's Red, they went absolutely wild. Little kids were rushing over to get a hug from Big Carl as he dropped some serious techno. Those kids are in their 20s now, and some have come up to me to tell me that the afternoon with Carl was one of the best experiences of their lives. Mine too. Carl is the biggest techno DJ ever and has become an icon who transcends the dance music scene. The aura surrounding him is even bigger than he is. People everywhere know his name, even if they haven't heard him play. All this is from his hard work, his limitless energy, and because everything he does, he shares with the scene. Carl taught me two things. Respect each other, and if you believe in what you do, you can go all the way. Kindness, generosity, and positivity are three characteristics that sum up Carl for me. In all the years I have had the privilege of knowing him, he has never wavered from displaying these qualities. In France, we have a word when someone is totally selfless, and that is bienveillant. It isn't easy to translate, but it roughly means kind all the way round. That is Carl, the loveliest guy you could ever want to meet. Someone committed to sharing the music he loves with everyone. An incredible human being. One who I'm proud to call my friend. Laurent Garnier, France, 2020. The King by Alan Shulman. Carl Cox, the three-deck wizard, is a living legend. Instrumental in the birth of the